All Night Long by Jane Ann Krentz. This one is for Kathy Linz, great writer and great friend. Prologue. 17 years earlier. The house at the end of the lane was filled with darkness and night. That wasn't right, Irene thought. Her parents always left the lights on for her.
Don't be mad, Irene.
Pamela stopped the car in the driveway. The convertible's headlights blazed a short distance into the thick stand of fir trees that loomed beside the house.
It was just a joke, okay?
Hey, look, the lights are off inside your place. Your folks are in bed. They'll never know you got home after curfew. Irene pushed open the car door and scrambled out of the convertible.
They'll know. You've ruined everything.
So, tell them it was my fault, Pamela said carelessly. I lost track of the time. It was my fault. I made the mistake of believing that you really were my friend. I thought I could trust you. My folks only have two rules, no drugs and no driving to the other side of the lake. Give me a break. You only broke one rule tonight.
In the lights of the dash, Pamela's smile was very bright. I didn't even have any drugs in the car.
We weren't supposed to go beyond the town limits, and you know it.
You just got your license.
Dad says you haven't had enough experience behind the wheel yet.
I got you home safe and sound, didn't I?
That's not the point, and you know it. I made a promise to my folks.
You are such a good girl.
Disgust and exasperation were thick in Pamela's words.
Don't you get tired of always following the rules?